Procédure de qualification 2019. Employé de commerce, CFC, anglais, compréhension auditive, série 1. Cher candidat, la compréhension auditive que vous allez entendre vous permettra de remplir les documents qui vous ont été remis. Elle se compose de 3 parties, chaque partie étant répétée une fois et comporte un temps de réflexion entre chacune des parties. Veuillez avoir l'obligeance d'écrire très lisiblement. D'avance, merci et bonne chance pour votre examen. Vous avez maintenant quelques instants pour prendre connaissance de ces différentes parties.
Part 1. You will hear a man telephoning a company about his latest invoice, filling the missing information below using a word, numbers, or letters. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions.
Finance Department, Joanna Smith, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of the Star Group. I've just received your latest invoice and I'm afraid there are some problems.
Okay, let's have a look. Can you give me your name, please?
Peter Barrow, that's B-A-R-R-O-W. But actually, you must have the name of the person who used to be in charge. He retired at the end of last month. His name was Patterson, Patterson with double T.
Well, possibly. To make it easier, could you give me your customer number? It's at the top of the document.
It's FG30896.
All right. And what was wrong?
Well, we ordered 14 printers about 3 weeks ago, but you only had 10 in stock, so that was all you could deliver.
Were you charged for 14?
No, but the problem is the discount. When I spoke to sales, we agreed on a 15% discount. On the invoice, it's 12%.
I see. Can I check your phone number? In the records, it's 804697, extension 954.
The extension is 945.
Okay. I may need to ring you back, but we'll get you a new invoice posted this afternoon.
That's fine. Could you send me a copy by email and a paper copy? The email will be for me so that I can sort out the payment. The paper copy is for head office. You know, they are still rather old school and they are always pleased to receive papers to file. Nevertheless, let me give you my email address. That's pb.services@sg.org.
Sorry, I didn't catch it properly. Is that PB or PD?
It's PB, B for Barrow. So if the new invoice arrives tomorrow, that's the 15th, you will get the payment on the 30th. Is that okay for you?
That will be fine. Thanks a lot.
Now, listen again.
Finance Department, Joanna Smith, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of the Star Group. I've just received your latest invoice and I'm afraid there are some problems.
Okay, let's have a look. Can you give me your name, please?
Peter Barrow, that's B-A-R-R-O-W. But actually, you must have the name of the person who used to be in charge. He retired at the end of last month. His name was Patterson, Patterson with double T.
Well, possibly. To make it easier, could you give me your customer number? It's at the top of the document.
It's FG30896.
All right. And what was wrong?
Well, we ordered 14 printers about 3 weeks ago, but you only had 10 in stock, so that was all you could deliver.
Were you charged for 14?
No, but the problem is the discount. When I spoke to sales, we agreed on a 15% discount. On the invoice, it's 12%.
I see. Can I check your phone number? In the records, it's 804697, extension 954.
The extension is 945.
Okay. I may need to ring you back, but we'll get you a new invoice posted this afternoon.
That's fine. Could you send me a copy by email and a paper copy? The email will be for me so that I can sort out the payment. The paper copy is for head office. You know, they are still rather old school and they are always pleased to receive papers to file. Nevertheless, let me give you my email address. That's pb.services@sg.org.
Sorry, I didn't catch it properly. Is that PB or PD?
It's PB, B for Barrow. So, if the new invoice arrives tomorrow, that's the 15th, you will get the payment on the 30th. Is that okay for you?
That will be fine. Thanks a lot.
That is the end of part one.
Part two. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide which aspect of working conditions the speaker is talking about. Write one letter, A to G, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. There are 2 extra answers you do not need to use. You will hear the 5 recordings twice. You now have time to read the questions. Speaker 1.
They sometimes take place during lunchtime or late in the afternoon. The general feeling is that we've all been able to improve our skills and we have even developed new ones. The speakers have been very interesting and professional. The range of offers is quite good too and varied. We can choose the topics we like and how many hours we want to do. Speaker 2.
Since I started working here, I can say that things have changed a lot, in a good way. Now we have procedures for everything. For example, if something isn't working properly, we know how to report it. What is more, the general equipment is also regularly checked. That means that problems occur less often and our working environment is less dangerous. Speaker 3.
So far, we've had different talks with management. But until now, we haven't been able to reach an agreement. In the other departments, they were granted pay rises last year. But in our department, we are still waiting. Management is not really opposed to a rise, but we have to agree on a percentage which meets staff's expectations and makes everyone happy. Speaker 4.
Well, there are different steps to go through. First, the person is informed of the problem. Then we want to give the individual the opportunity to express his or her point of view. All the employees can count on the fact that no action will be taken unless the situation has been examined in depth. Even if dismissal is mentioned, any employee concerned has the possibility and the right to appeal against it. Speaker 5.
Our system is very convenient. I enjoy having the possibility of organising my timetable as I wish. Of course, we must all work the hours which we were hired for. But if I have to go to the dentist's or to the doctor's, I can fit in my appointments. I find it quite rewarding as I can plan my professional life and my private life too.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
They sometimes take place during lunchtime or late in the afternoon. The general feeling is that we've all been able to improve our skills and we have even developed new ones. The speakers have been very interesting and professional. The range of offers is quite good too and varied. We can choose the topics we like and how many hours we want to do. Speaker 2.
Since I started working here, I can say that things have changed a lot, in a good way. Now we have procedures for everything. For example, if something isn't working properly, we know how to report it. What is more, the general equipment is also regularly checked. That means that problems occur less often and our working environment is less dangerous. Speaker 3.
So far, we've had different talks with management, but until now, we haven't been able to reach an agreement. In the other departments, they were granted pay rises last year, but in our department, we are still waiting. Management is not really opposed to a rise, but we have to agree on a percentage which meets staff's expectations and makes everyone happy. Speaker 4.
Well, there are different steps to go through. First, the person is informed of the problem. Then we want to give the individual the opportunity to express his or her point of view. All the employees can count on the fact that no action will be taken unless the situation has been examined in depth. Even if dismissal is mentioned, any employee concerned has the possibility and the right to appeal against it. Speaker 5.
Our system is very convenient. I enjoy having the possibility of organising my timetable as I wish. Of course, we must all work the hours which we were hired for. But if I have to go to the dentist's or to the doctor's, I can fit in my appointments. I find it quite rewarding as I can plan my professional life and my private life too.
That is the end of part 2. Part 3. You will hear a conversation on the radio about the internet. For questions 1 to 7, choose one answer, A, B or C. There is only one correct answer per question. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions.
Today, in our studio, we have invited Janice Wilson, an internet expert who will talk about the filter bubble. Hello, Janice.
Hello, everyone.
So, Janice, tell us a bit more about advertising on the internet.
Well, John, have you ever noticed that when you log on to the internet, you often see adverts for things that you might be interested in? Once you've looked for a new pair of trainers, for example, you keep getting adverts for trainers?
Oh, yes, this happens to me all the time.
Well, actually, it's no coincidence. The internet browsers, websites and apps that we use know a lot about us. They monitor how we use their site or app. This way, they can work out what we like and don't like. You've probably heard of cookies. When you visit some sites for the first time, a cookie is downloaded onto your computer that keeps a track. The next time you use the same site, your computer will check the cookies and adapt, depending on the information it stored from your last visit. So, without even thinking about it, we give out a lot of information that can then be used to personalise our online experience.
Could you develop a little?
Well, I saw a great presentation by the internet activist Elie Pariser. He wrote a book called The Filter Bubble. Let me give you an example of what it is. Imagine two political parties. Let's call them the Red Party and the Yellow Party, okay?
Okay.
So let's say I have lots of friends who support the Yellows, but some of my friends support the Reds. Now, on my favourite social media, I want to see the posts from all my friends. But I tend to click more on the links that are posted by my friends who support the yellows, like me. After a while, I notice that my friends who support the red party have almost disappeared from the site, and I'm only being shown the posts from my yellow friends. Actually, the red friends keep on sending posts, but I can't get them.
How come?
As I hardly ever clicked on the red posts, the social media concluded that I wasn't interested. Therefore, it stopped showing them to me. This is an example of what Eli Parisa means by the filter bubble. It's when the websites and the apps choose what information we can or cannot see. It is a filter process we are not always aware of. In fact, when surfing the net, we think we are free to have access to all information, but that is not the case. Does that make any sense?
Yes, but it's really frightening.
And if the social media can block out things, well, what else is being hidden from us? Did you know that if two people type the same word into some of the popular search engines, the results might be totally different?
Really?
Eli Parisa gave the example of two friends who typed the word Egypt into a search engine. One got results from news websites about recent events, and the other got mainly travel guides. The results were totally different, and this is because some search engines record information about what we usually look at.
That means websites can adapt and become personalized.
Sometimes, of course, it can be really helpful. It can save us time and can make online shopping easier. But do we really want the internet to decide for us? These algorithms control the flow of information, so we don't have access to all of it.
So what can we do then?
I think we need to try to get our information from other sources without filters. They exist too. I'll come and talk to you about them another day.
Thank you so much, Janice, for your contribution.
My pleasure.
Now, listen again. Today, in our studio, we have invited Janice Wilson, an internet expert who will talk about the filter bubble. Hello, Janice.
Hello, everyone.
So, Janice, tell us a bit more about advertising on the internet.
Well, John, have you ever noticed that when you log on to the internet, you often see adverts for things that you might be interested in? Once you've looked for a new pair of trainers, for example, you keep getting adverts for trainers?
Oh yes, this happens to me all the time.
Well, actually, it's no coincidence. The internet browsers, websites and apps that we use know a lot about us. They monitor how we use their site or app. This way, they can work out what we like and don't like. You've probably heard of cookies. When you visit some sites for the first time, a cookie is downloaded onto your computer that keeps a track. The next time you use the same site, your computer will check the cookies and adapt, depending on the information it stored from your last visit. So, without even thinking about it, we give out a lot of information that can then be used to personalize our online experience.
Could you develop a little?
Well, I saw a great presentation by the internet activist Eli Parisa. He wrote a book called The Filter Bubble. Let me give you an example of what it is. Imagine two political parties. Let's call them the Red Party and the Yellow Party, okay?
Okay.
So let's say I have lots of friends who support the Yellows, but some of my friends support the Reds. Now, on my favourite social media, I want to see the posts from all my friends. But I tend to click more on the links that are posted by my friends who support the yellows, like me. After a while, I notice that my friends who support the red party have almost disappeared from the site, and I'm only being shown the posts from my yellow friends. Actually, the red friends keep on sending posts, but I can't get them.
How come?
As I hardly ever clicked on the red posts, the social media concluded that I wasn't interested. Therefore, it stopped showing them to me. This is an example of what Eli Parisa means by the filter bubble. It's when the websites and the apps choose what information we can or cannot see. It is a filter process we are not always aware of. In fact, when surfing the net, we think we are free to have access to all information, but that is not the case. Does that make any sense?
Yes, but it's really frightening.
And if the social media can block out things, well, what else is being hidden from us? Did you know that if two people type the same word into some of the popular search engines, the results might be totally different?
Really?
Elie Pariser gave the example of two friends who typed the word Egypt into a search engine. One got results from news websites about recent events, and the other got mainly travel guides. The results were totally different, and this is because some search engines record information about what we usually look at.
That means websites can adapt and become personalized.
Sometimes, of course, it can be really helpful. It can save us time and can make online shopping easier. But do we really want the internet to decide for us? These algorithms control the flow of information, so we don't have access to all of it.
So what can we do then?
I think we need to try to get our information from other sources without filters. They exist too. I'll come and talk to you about them another day.
Thank you so much, Janice, for your contribution.
My pleasure.
That is the end of part 3.
Fin de l'enregistrement.